This is a phase one commutation hearing for Darrell Clifton, ADC number 260679. Mr. Clifton is 31 years of age, and he was convicted via jury trial of a 14 and a quarter year sentence for narcotic drugs and a concurrent 6.5 year sentence for participation in a criminal street gang. The offense occurred on May 29, 2009, in which Mr. Clifton sold cocaine, and I'll just read from the special order issued by Judge Wallace Hoggett. Defendant Darrell Lee Clifton was charged, along with his brother Darnell Clifton, with selling $100 worth of crack cocaine to a confidential source working with law enforcement. Darnell Clifton, that's the brother, drove his brother Darrell Clifton, who is the subject of this hearing, to a parking lot to allow Darrell Clifton to sell the cocaine. So that was the offense. Mr. Clifton has an early release credit date of September 22, 2022, and a community supervision end date of September 21, 2024. He's asking for a 3 year, 4 month reduction on the narcotic drug charge, and a 1.25 year reduction on the participation in criminal street gang charge. That would result, if those were granted, in an earned release credit date of November 12, 2019, so this coming year, approximately a year left on the sentence. Mr. Clifton indicates he is requesting the commutation based on that he has learned from his mistakes, and he greatly values his family and he misses his family and would like to be out with his family. Mr. Clifton did make a previous commutation request in 2011, and that was not recommended to pass to phase two. He has a semi-significant disciplinary history. He has six majors. In his last few disciplines, he had on October 29th of 2018, he had a disobeying an order ticket, which was a minor. In May 2nd of 2018, he had another disobeying an order, which was an informal resolution. In August, on the 19th of 2016, he had a disobeying a verbal order, which was a minor. In March 17th, 2016, he was caught with a cell phone, which is a major violation. And on January 22nd, 2016, he had an intoxicating beverage. He was manufacturing intoxicating beverage, which is a major. Mr. Clifton has a significant criminal history, which I find it. He has a criminal history. Gosh, we have so many papers. I apologize. Well, let me move to the programming. He did complete some programming while he was incarcerated. A significant amount of programming, I would say, in his paper. He has some substance abuse, at least three substance abuse classes, cultural diversity, parenting, several life skills classes, nonviolent communication, another parenting class called DAS 101, talking about employment and work. He's taken the victim impact panel, which is significant. He's worked on his GED and taken stress management and some thinking for a change. So he is working to better himself. As to whether the sentence was excessive, Mr. Clifton's sentence was for 14 years and 3 months. It ended up being enhanced because of the participation in the criminal street gang, which is evidently a requirement in the sentencing code. So the presumptive for this crime was 9.5 years, and he received 14.25 years. So based on the totality of this, and considering his the crime and that he was participating in the street gang at the time, I do not see the 14-year sentence as excessive. However, I would listen to any input from board members. Mr. Quinones?
You may have said this one, but does he have some sort of detainer out of Texas as well?
And that may be. Let me look. There is a detainer in Bell County, possibly Texas, for some charges. And thank you for pointing that out. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
So there may be charges pending in Texas as well. So again, based on this, I would not recommend that we pass Mr. Durrell Clifton to phase two today.
Agreed.
Do I hear a second?
Is that motion second?
That was my motion. I'm sorry about that.
Agreed.
Second by Mr. Johnson, agreed. Dr. Wright, Mr. Neal, Mr. Quinones, that the recommendation is that we not pass the application of Durrell Clifton, ADC 16068, that we not pass that to phase two. And this will conclude this hearing.